A Peloton flaw is disclosed. Carnival Corp got hacked again, and a South Korean nuclear research institute also got hacked. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morse, and this is ThreatWire for June 22nd, 2021. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. We have a whole bunch of security breaches and some hacks to get into, so on to the news. Peloton's Bike Plus and Tread line of products had a vulnerability that could give an attacker full access to the device, its camera, and its microphone if the attacker had physical access. McAfee's Advanced Threat Research team discovered this flaw, and Peloton released an update to fix it after being notified by McAfee in March. Now, McAfee published an article about the vulnerability on June 15th. According to their post, the problem resided in the Android verified boot process. Researchers were able to bypass that boot process with a malicious boot image on a simple thumb drive and potentially compromise the Android operating system that the bikes run off of. Given that this does require physical access, chances are home users will not likely be extremely vulnerable, but Peloton equipment is also found in hotels, in spas, gyms, apartment complexes, cruise ships. Home users should still update even though, because this could also affect equipment through the supply chain. For example, if a bike was tampered with before it was delivered to your house. For public ones, an attacker could simply walk up to the machine in, for example, a gym and gain root access. Workouts could be recorded via the mic and the camera, and credential harvesting could happen using fake applications downloaded onto the tablet. The flaw could allow an attacker to have unfettered access to the equipment. They could establish a remote shell, giving themselves access long after they have physically left the vicinity. They don't even need to unlock the device to boot a modified image, according to McAfee, so there would not be any trace of any unauthorized access. They could modify the operating system, perform man-in-the-middle attacks, and sniff network traffic, including SSL unpinning, which allows them to capture the SSL encrypted traffic. A video demo shows the hack being performed to give the researchers remote access, and it's available on YouTube. Now, this serious issue was remedied by Peloton by nixing that boot command in the final user build. Users and businesses should definitely check ASAP via the tablet installed on their bike to see if an update is now available. According to a data breach notification letter, Carnival Corp, which is the world's largest cruise ship operator, was hit by a breach to a number of email accounts and portions of its IT systems. This breach appears to have occurred in mid-March when an unauthorized third party gained access to data. Personal information for some guests, employees, and crew were affected. That includes names, addresses, phone numbers, passport numbers, date of birth, health information, and in some cases for the folks affected, social security numbers or national IDs. It also included COVID testing data. Now, Carnival states evidence that shows a low likelihood of the data actually being misused. Carnival Corp operates cruise lines including Carnival, Princess, Holland America, Seabourn, and a few others. Given how huge this business is and the large amount of data that they collect on their guests, it comes as no surprise that they are continually targeted. Oh yes, because this is not the first time that Carnival has seen themselves get hacked. The company has been in the news many times over the past year, over to 15 months, due to being a target in cyber attacks, with two of those being ransomware related, four events total. The timing of this attack is also unsurprising as well, given that people are now booking trips, now that cruise liners and airports are allowing more travel. We do have questions about this attack, though. Not everything was covered in their letter. Carnival Brands has 150,000 employees in 150 countries. They have about 13 million guests each year. How many of those were affected? All of them? Just a few? A small portion? We don't know. While their letter does say they detected this breach on March 19th, it also does not disclose how long the criminal had access during this mid-March timeframe. How is Carnival amping up their cybersecurity, given that this is yet another time in the past 15 months that they have been targeted? That's concerning. Now, Carnival Corp has stated that they are, quote, continuing to review security and privacy policies and procedures, and they have been implementing changes as needed to enhance their information security and privacy program and controls. So are they working with a third-party cybersecurity organization or investigating these breaches? We have a lot of questions. Before my last story, I wanted to give a big shout out to my Hush Puppy Perk Level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and, as always, for the support. And a quick shout out to Mr. Tidy and Jessica for joining or upgrading on the Threatwire Alliance and, as always, for supporting the show. Patreon exclusive merch was just unlocked last month, back in May, as a new perk for the Threatwire Alliance. So now is still a great time to join the team as you will get that first round of art designs for this year. Check out the Patreon page for more details, and do not forget, Patreons always get exclusive access to an audio-only podcast version of this show. On to the third news story. A nuclear research institute in South Korea was hacked by North Korean threat actors last month using nothing more than a VPN vulnerability. And the institute in question originally denied this attack happened when they were questioned by the media. The South Korean media outlet called Sisa Journal first reported on the attack, at which time the Korea Atomic Energy Research Institute denied the claims. It was not until June 18th when the KAERI held a press conference and they published a statement that they actually confirmed there was an attack and they apologized for denying it. KAERI found the attack happened on May 14th because of a VPN vulnerability which remains undisclosed. They fixed the problem by updating the VPN device, but the flaw still allowed 13 IP addresses unauthorized access, including one that is tied to a hacking group out of North Korea, which is called Kimsuki, also known as Thallium, Black Banshee, Velvet Kolima. That IP address was 27.102.114.89, and this group is rumored to be a part of the North Korean Reconnaissance General Bureau Intelligence Agency. KAERI is still investigating this attack. Now this week on Morse Code, I shared a look at my new studio's electrical and the wiring before all the walls go up. Subscribe to my channel, it's youtube.com/ShannonMorse for more of that kind of content. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.